and welcome to another podcast episode of The Verified Geek. For this week, my guest is Federico. Federico works for Hack Your Future. It's a 7-month web development program for refugees or other groups that have limited access to education and the labor market. But what they have is talent, and they're willing to learn, mostly programming, and work in a tech company. But why don't we let Federico explain it a bit better? Hi, Federico. How are you?
Hi, Dora. Very well. Thank you very much. Thanks for inviting me today.
No worries. Where are you right now exactly?
I'm actually in Amsterdam, in a part called the New West. It's just a few minutes away from the center.
Okay. How are things in Amsterdam right now in terms of the COVID restrictions and stuff?
Well, we went through a period in which we had a pretty strict lockdown. Luckily, in the last few weeks, things are starting to become open again, like bars and restaurants, and you can be on the street after 10 p.m. also, which already gives a lot of freedom. Hopefully, I guess in a few months, there's going to be more people vaccinated and probably more places open. So that's looking nice. Forward to that.
Nice. I can't wait. I just had my first vaccination, and I feel like Iron Woman already, you know. I'm like, yes.
Okay.
It's a bit early, but because it's only been 2 days, but it's fine.
Okay. Yeah, but I guess that it gives that feeling that you're a little bit safer. That's already quite something.
Yeah. So just let me know a bit about you. Who are you? What did you study? How did you end up working in tech?
Yeah. So, well, my name is Federico. I come from Argentina. I was born and raised in Buenos Aires until I was around 20 years old that I left the States for some work adventures and doing some other things. And after some time, I went back to Argentina, started studying engineering, and really wanted to come to the Netherlands. It sounded like a very great country. The pictures I've seen, I love them. So I just booked a ticket and I came and I registered to study at the UBA for business. And then after that, I think that, I got a job as a marketing director of a Dutch flower company for around 7 years. So I was working in the Netherlands, in Chile, in South Africa, and in the States. And after a while, I became a little bit obsessed with this idea of like bringing sustainability to the work that I was doing or having a job of more of an impact. So after a while, working with flowers, it felt a little bit like there's only so much sustainability that you can bring to an industry like that as well. And I really felt like a change. And I've heard about Hack Your Future a while before because of a friend that is also a volunteer there. And I really, really like what they were doing. It seemed like a very direct way of making impact, helping others. So they were looking for somebody with experience creating partnerships with other companies. And well, after I think 6 interviews, because they interviewed me more than, I got accepted as a partnership manager. And now what I do is on one hand, I help the students get ready for the jobs, prepare them with career trainings. But I also basically connect with companies so that they hire our students after the program.
Oh, nice. Before we jump into that, do you want to give us an insight of what exactly is Hack Your Future?
Yeah, of course. So Hack Your Future is a 7-month web development program for refugees and for other people with a distance to the labor market. Basically, we created in collaboration with many volunteers who are professional developers themselves, but also with companies, a curriculum that basically covers the most important aspects that a junior developer needs to know to work at a company, right? So usually the program starts with HTML and CSS, then it moves to like 3 modules of JavaScript. Then we go through Node, MySQL, React. And then at the end of the 7 months, the students work on a graduation project, which basically simulates the creation of a full-stack web application, like a social network or something of the like. And after that, they graduate and they start interviewing with the companies that are in our partner network.
That's quite funny because there's similar organizations all around the world, and I am familiar with one here in the UK called Your Future. And I wanted to ask you, how do you, because we have a lot of applicants, right? And I mean, when this thing became known, we ended up having a lot of applicants. What's the process? How do you exactly, they apply, and how do you accept them to start the course?
Yeah, so we, for every class, we receive around 150 to 200 applications. Wow. And the way we go through them is first we ask them to follow an online course where they learn the very basics of HTML and CSS. And based off of that knowledge, we ask them to build a website about anything they are interested in. Next to that, we also ask them to record a video of themselves, introducing themselves, sharing a little bit about the story of what brought them to the Netherlands and what is their motivation to become a web developer. So basically, after that, what we do is we review all the websites and the videos as well, and we select around 40 of them. And with them, we have a one-on-one interview in which we ask them again about their motivation, why do they want to become a developer. And then we also ask them questions about the technical assignment they made, so we can really assess whether within those 10 days they grasp the concepts that were important and that they can actually talk code as well.
Right.
And we see as well a little bit of what is their language skills, and whether they're gonna, they have the level necessary for training that goes really fast, because 7 months, it's a lot what we have to teach.
Yeah.
So, language shouldn't be really in the way at that point. So from those 40, we select around 15. The ones that are not selected, they are, of course, welcome to apply for the next class. We actually see people, the ones that are very motivated, apply a few times before they are accepted. That's a little bit.
Oh, nice. That sounds like a similar process to what most of organizations do. But it sounds like you have a lot of applicants. It probably means that you're very successful. So how did how the whole journey of Hack Your Future started?
Yeah, so I think it's around 4 or 5 years ago. It started with a colleague and friend called Gijs. I was not there, but I heard the stories and I heard from him. He had basically the idea to, try to solve these two issues that were happening already then. One is the lack of talent in companies, because I mean, still today we hear from companies that they will be able to grow much faster if they were able to find the right talent, right? But at the same time, he also saw that there were a lot of talented people living in the Netherlands, coming from countries like Syria or other places, that maybe they didn't have like up-to-date skills that were in demand in the market, but they were able to learn those in a very short period of time. So just basically with that idea and a handful of willing people who were basically teaching the classes, they tried what today we talk about class zero. Now we are on class 33, I believe. The few graduates from that class were successfully paired with companies, and well, it's great people. We still know them by today, right? That they are already working for 3-4 years at a company like Booking, for instance. So more than what people would call the meteor developer now. And I think that, those cases from the first class, but even, all the classes that follow are really, in a way, a clear example that the program works, and that not only companies but also students really benefit from the program and the potential it has.
That's amazing. I'm really curious. What kind of languages do you speak? English while you're teaching, or Dutch?
Yeah, so the whole program we do it in English. There are companies in Amsterdam and outside Amsterdam, within the Netherlands, that they work mainly in Dutch, but there are really a lot of companies that have a very multinational team, and the common language is English. So all our materials are in English, all our classes are in English, and also we prepare people for interviews in English.
Yeah, nice. So you said that the classes, the courses basically last for 7 months, right?
Correct.
Right. And so you mentioned technologies like CSS, HTML, like, and then they do a bit of backend in Node.js. At this point of time, I think that's the right approach. These are the technologies that most of the companies are using, like in order to build like applications or web applications. JavaScript is like the main language that everyone has been using now. Because my collaboration with Code Your Future is very similar. We are actually teaching and helping them in the same languages and same technologies. But if those technologies change and if companies start using different technologies, is it in your plan to like start updating them?
So, yeah, I mean, our curriculum is constantly being updated. Every new class, there are, you know, new concepts or updated ways of teaching. By the way, you know, Code Your Future is no stranger to us. We know the organization. There's been quite some collaboration. So we do share some success stories, but also some tips and tricks on how to, you know, go ahead in this industry, right?
Yeah.
Sorry, I lost track a little bit. What was the question?
Yeah, like updating the technologies and stuff.
So like I was saying, our curriculum is improved constantly. What we do see is that the contents of the curriculum as it is today, it's suitable for, you know, many companies out there that are looking for junior developers. Right. And then the other thing, Hack Your Future is mainly self-directed learning. And basically what it means is that we give you videos, we give you materials that you have to study every week for a minimum of 30 to 40 hours. And then on top of that, we have Q&A sessions, we have mentors, and we have other things. But basically, we've seen that teaching people this way is also helping us, helping students learn by themselves, right? So maybe, you know, we teach them React, but there's a company that really likes the Hack Your Future concept and is looking for Angular developers. You know, we feel very confident that our students, within a short period of time and with a little bit of support, they can become really good at Angular. Some of them go to work in PHP. Some of them end up working with Java. Maybe the learning curve to go to Java is going to be bigger, right? But from what I understand from the people that know about tech, because I'm not a developer myself, JavaScript is a very good technology to get started. And given that there is so demand in it, with it, it just makes sense for us to focus on that. Because there's, of course, only so much that you can learn in such a period of time. So we think that we have a formula for now. And, you know, if at a certain moment in time, any of the technologies we teach become irrelevant, we can pivot that, move really fast as well.
Right. So who are the mainly the teachers that teach at Hack Your Future? Are they volunteering programmers, or do they work full time at Hack Your Future?
No. So there is our education director. He's a developer by career. He's been working in tech companies for quite a while. But the teaching of the classes, the grading of the exams, the feedback of the homework assignments, the coordination of the graduation project, all of this is done by developers that work full time. Most of them have over 8 years of experience already. Nice. And they do all of that in a volunteering basis. Really great people. And, you know, that's one of the things that also get me really excited about Hack Your Future, is that there is really this community feeling, right? We are all there to help each other out in one way or another. It creates a very special program in that sense, but also for the students, I think that is quite rich as well, to have the possibility to learn from different people that have different experiences, that work at different companies as well. And they are also, all these people are available on Slack to help the students as well, which is quite amazing. We have, I think, 800 people on our Slack or something.
I know what you mean. Yeah, to be fair, I've been a programmer for more than 10 years now, and it's quite a frustrating job at times. And it gets a bit too hectic when you have to like learn new technologies and new best practices of those technologies. And it gets a bit too much. But the main thing that keeps me motivated is that community that exists between programmers. It's amazing. When Code Your Future started in the UK, I was actually... So basically what happened is I was going to volunteer for Code Your Future, but then I found out about the collaboration between my company and Code Your Future, because I didn't know. It was completely random. And when I was trying to work as a volunteer at Code Your Future, it was when the whole thing started, right? And there was about 25 people in a meeting room before COVID. And everyone was like from different countries, different experiences in life, different ages. And everyone said the same thing. I just, you know, I've learned some stuff. Now I want to, you know, offer back. And it's crazy because we're very busy. Like we're extremely busy. But we somehow will make time to give back because what we've learned from someone. And now we want to basically give back to that community. And yeah, you're right. It's just amazing. It's that the main thing that keeps me going in that job, which I find quite hard at times, it's the community. Yeah. So
it's pretty amazing. I mean, I meet developers from many companies and all the time, and they're just very willing to see how they can actually share their expertise and or how they can connect with companies so that they hire the students. I don't know, it's quite amazing. I get a lot of energy from that as well.
Yeah, amazing. So roughly how many people get hired by companies after graduating?
So I think we are now at 180, something like that, people that graduated from Hacker Future Amsterdam and are now working at companies. The target for this year is we want to have 50 graduates and at least 40 of those into jobs. Though, yeah, of course, our ideal would be 100% into jobs, but some people decide to go to university or some people, you know, are not ready to work for any reason, not related to their skills. So, yeah, that's basically what we aim at, 50 graduates and 40 in companies every year.
That's a pretty good number, to be fair. Yeah. So coming back to the whole thing of, you know, graduating after 7 months, it's kind of crazy for me because I've spent a lot of time studying and not a lot of time. It was about 3 to 4 years in order to become a programmer. And then I realized slowly that you don't need that much time. Like it's kind of a waste of time, to be fair, to have like a undergrad degree. I was studying in Greece, so I had to like do it for 4 years. And then I did a master's degree and all of this stuff. And then I realized when I actually got into the industry and I was basically the people that were teaching me code had either no degrees or irrelevant degrees like mathematics or something completely irrelevant. So do you think that someone needs like 3 or 4 years of studying in order to work in this industry?
I think it's a very difficult thing for me to answer, right? Like I'm pretty sure that during those few years, maybe you didn't learn all the practical things that you needed. And if you would have an education that is more focusing to, you know, the job and practical things that you need to learn, maybe you would use a lot more of that. But I'm pretty sure that, you know, while we go to university, we get a lot of other insights and we learn about new things. And that takes time, right? Within a bootcamp, the way we call it is just we really focus into JavaScript and we focus into React. But there's just so much more, right? So I do think that one of the things that we do really well at Hacker Future as well is we focus a lot on the mindset that you need to have, not to be a great developer, but... Well, maybe yes, but you know, to come out of Hacker Future and be able to not only find a job but also to keep it. And I think that everything revolves around, you know, being open to learn new things, being also, you know, open to teach things, because that's when you learn a lot more as well. So, I mean, I if you need to have a 3 to 5 year career in order to be a developer, if that is a question, I would say no, right? There's tons of people that didn't went to university a day and are fantastic developers, right? But yeah, it's I think it's depending on the career path you want to take, and you know. But we are happy that we can actually help people within 7 months, and that's that's super amazing.
That is quite a job. To be fair, the first time I heard about it, I was kind of skeptical. I was like, maybe 7 months is a bit too short, and it is. But it, yeah, the way that it's being handled in the educational program, you actually gain a lot of knowledge.
Yeah, it's also really cool, you know, to see that it really works, right? Because if it would be just about the CSR angle of working with Hack Your Future, of Code Your Future, if it would be just about this thrive to, you know, to help somebody out, maybe companies would hire once and then, you know, never again. But the reality is that we have companies that have hired students from our program for front-end, back-end, quality engineering positions. You know, they hire maybe one company, 6 people, and they continue to hire, right? So I think that, yeah, that's amazing.
So is it just, I don't know about Hack Your Future, but I know that Code Your Future is thinking of helping people with other jobs as well. Or what I see at Capgemini, which is a company that actually hires those people, these people, is that some of them are actually interested in being a business analyst or project manager, or like other jobs that the other vacancies that big companies have. Is it in the books of Hack Your Future to teach students other jobs in tech, or is it just
So our core program is web development. Then we do run once in a while a program about quality engineering. And in those cases, everybody receives the core program. And then on top of that, they learn more about the quality mindset and other things as well. Basically, what we at Hack Your Future, we want to do is, you know, tech is kind of a mean to an end. Coding is a means to an end. So we want to give people the minimum required skills for them to be valuable at a company. And then after that, once they have a job, they learn how to work in, you know, in a company, in a tech company in the Netherlands. It's a lot of new things other than just JavaScript and Node, you know.
Yeah.
Once they feel comfortable with that, you know, they can take different paths, and, you know, they do that. So, you know, we have people working on DevOps or security, or, you know, they went on to coding Java, completely different, but in a couple of years, you know, they became really good at it. You know, the help that we can provide as Hack Your Future, or at least what the combination that we're trying to look for always is, you know, how much we can teach people valuable skills so that in a short period of time, they are going to be able to get a job, to pay for their bills, to support the ones they love. That's really our goal. If we could do it in 2 months, we would probably do it in 2 months as well. But it's not very realistic. We think that 7 is a very good sweet spot. Some people need a little bit more, and then, you know, we support them with additional activities. But yeah, I mean, if adding new technologies will help us get more people into jobs, we would definitely consider it. But we kind of like need to keep in balance how many companies are ready to hire people, because that's, for us, that's the most important thing, how many people get hired, right?
Yeah.
So how many companies are there ready to hire students from us, and how many people can we find that need our support and that are able to become at that level, at that hireable level, within 7 months, you know?
Yeah, I know what you mean. And you're right. If you learn how to program and you actually go into a tech company, I believe then you can move on to anything you want, to be fair.
And the thing as well is that if you to go through a program like this one, that is 7 months of constant effort that you need to put, you people really like it as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not that they finish the program, they feel, okay, now I can get a junior job and here's where I stay, but actually, like, you hear our students saying, you know, like, I want to be able to solve more challenging problems, which I think is very cool.
Yeah,
I would have a really hard time going through the program myself.
Yeah, it is a bit tough. It is a bit tough, trust me. I can understand. So what is the general future of Hack Your Future? Do you have any big goals of making it a massive organization and moving on to different countries? Or is it in different countries already?
Well, yeah. So we have what we call chapters in Denmark, also in Belgium and in Canada. Okay. So, you know, whenever there's a new country where there's a little bit of this balance of people looking for jobs that can learn in such a period of time and companies ready to hire those talents, you know, we have interest of helping open organizations there. You know, there is always this tendency about let's grow, let's make it bigger. Most of us, we do it because we want to create a positive impact. And of course, if we find a way to do it bigger, we continue to explore those possibilities. But I think it's also important to say that we are very happy with what we're doing. And it's also really difficult. It takes a lot of time, not only the education side, but also the getting companies to feel comfortable hiring junior talent. We are very happy with what we're doing now. We're looking at ways of growing it in the future, maybe becoming a little bit more self-sustainable as well, because at the moment we receive funds from ING Netherlands Funds that has been helping us tremendously, and some other organizations as well. But, you know, eventually we would like also to have a model in which we support more the education ourselves, and that we are currently doing as well by charging companies a small fee when they hire our students. But it would be great if we can create an organization that is a little bit more self-sustainable.
Yeah.
We are a team of three people. Three and one part-time as well. There's only so much that we can allocate into, you know, what's next. Because people continue to get graduation, and, you know, they do need our support also to get jobs. Because that's actually an interesting thing. You know, if they apply by themselves, we see that maybe 3-4% of the students, yeah, maybe 5% of the students are able to find a job by themselves. When they hire through us, because the company, you know, they like what we're doing, they like working with us, then all of a sudden it becomes a lot more possible. So that's require a lot of time.
Yeah, that makes sense. Wow, that's actually a good plan, a really good plan for the future. So what are you, I ask this to everyone these days, anyone that I interview that works in tech, which is mostly people in tech, what's your plan with the COVID restrictions? Are you going back to the office? Are people happy doing the whole course from home, or do they want to come back? And like, because we have mixed opinions in my company. What's going to happen at Hack Your Future?
Yeah, so the core team, we see each other once in a while. I mean, going to an office where four people can fit comfortably, it's not that difficult.
Yeah.
But I mean, we are all missing really, really bad the Sundays. This is the day that we get together with all the students and the mentors. And now, of course, we do all of these activities online, which, you know, is fine. And we can reach the objectives still at the end of the year. But it takes away a lot of the romance of what we're doing, yeah, as well. Being there with people, working together is really the most exciting thing. But we are probably not going to rush that decision. For now, it's working. And if we ever go back to normal, I guess, we will probably not go back to teaching like we used to do, but actually spend in a more quality way the time that we are together, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So we are already brainstorming and coming up with ideas on how we can, you know, use those gathering days in different ways.
Yeah.
Because the Q&As, the lessons, all of that goes pretty fine with online.
Yeah. Online. Okay, good. What's the opinion of the students? What do they want to do? Mostly work from home?
Everybody would like to meet, you know. It's only, yeah, once a week that we usually meet the students.
Yeah,
gives a lot of energy to everybody, to the mentors, to the students. So yeah, I think that as soon as that is possible, we're going to do it, but we're not going to rush it.
Yeah, cool. That makes sense. Perfect. Federico, thank you so, so much for your time. Organizations like Hack Your Future, I would love, I mean, I don't have loads of listeners, but hopefully one day, the whole idea of Hack Your Future and Code Your Future is just an amazing, amazing organizations. And thank you so much for your time. And thank you for coming to the show.
Of course. Thanks again for inviting me and for helping as well, for, you know, people like you that make Hack Your Future and Code Your Future and many, many others possible. So, thank you for that.
Thank you. If you made it this far, it means that you're actually enjoying the podcast. So why don't you go and write and review on iTunes, Apple Podcasts? It will be highly appreciated. Thank you so much for listening.